championship games.
That's exactly right. Tonight, this afternoon, Abbeville will take on Oceanside Collegiate at 2 o'clock. And tonight, Christchurch Cavaliers take on Johnsonville in the 1A championship at 7 o'clock. Both these games at Johnson Stadium, Benedict College in Columbia.
Love that. How about we have college basketball this weekend, including tonight, Mike, 7 o'clock. We're playing on December the 2nd, ACC basketball. Wake Forest coming to town tonight, 7 o'clock, Demon Deacons and Tigers. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Hard to believe, man, what we're doing there. Also, by the way, Mike, this weekend, 8 o'clock tonight, 6th-ranked Baylor, 14th-ranked Gonzaga. You have 16th-ranked Illinois and 22nd-ranked Maryland tonight.
Hey, Mickey.
Carolina lost 3 in a row. They're ranked 18th. They face Virginia Tech Sunday at 3 o'clock ACC Network. And that's really the bigger of the basketball games. All right, Mike, NFL, you ready?
Let's go.
Steelers and Falcons. 4-7 Steelers, 5-7 Falcons. Pittsburgh, one-point favorite at 1 o'clock of CBS. 1 o'clock Fox, Packers and Bears. Packers, 3-point favorite. Our Jacksonville Jaguars going to Detroit. Jacksonville, a one-point road favorite. Do it, Jacksonville. Jags, T-Law. 1 o'clock on CBS, Jets and Vikings. Home team Vikings, 3-point favorite. How about 1 o'clock Redskins football team Commanders, 2.5-point favorite at the New York Giants. 1 o'clock Sunday, Titans Eagles. Eagles trying to get to 11-1. Eagles only a 4.5-point favorite, though. Keep an eye on that one. Broncos, Ravens, Broncos in disarray. Ravens, 8.5-point favorite. Little Deshaun Watson debut going back home to Houston. Cleveland, a 7-point favorite. Deshaun with the Browns at 1 o'clock on Sunday. That'll be the story. Late games, you got 4 of them. Seahawks and Rams from L.A. Seahawks, a 7-point road favorite. Defending champions going down the tubes. I like Mike McDonald of the Dolphins. Dolphins, 49ers. 49ers, a 4-point favorite at home, 405 on Fox. Chiefs, Bengals. Chiefs, a 2-point favorite at home or on the road at the Bengals. A couple playoff teams. At 425 on Sunday, Chargers, Raiders. Their Raiders, a 1-point favorite. Late game, NBC, Colts and Cowboys. Cowboys, double-digit, 10.5-point favorite. NBC, 820. And then 8:15, Monday Night Football, Saints and Bucks. Tom Brady, 3.5-point favorite there. All right, Mike. The World Cup, United States and Netherlands tomorrow at 10 a.m. Get it done, man. Get it done, USA. Advance to the Elite Eight. That'd be great. Two more things to watch this weekend, Mike. Tonight, Utah, 11th-ranked Utah, 4th-ranked Southern Cal from Vegas, Pac-12 championship on Fox. Get a little Gus Johnson in there. All right, you have tonight CBS Sports Network, 7:30, North Texas, Texas, San Antonio. Little Conference USA championship. Alamo Dome, yeah. Tomorrow, noon, ABC, 10th-ranked Kansas State, 3rd-ranked TCU from Arlington, Texas. TCU, 2.5-point favorite. And ask you what your interests are, who you be. Noon, MAC championship, Toledo, Ohio. Toledo, 3-point favorite from Ford Field in the Dome in Detroit. You have ESPN, 3:30 tomorrow, Sunbelt championship, Coastal Carolina and Troy from Veterans Memorial Stadium down in Troy, Alabama. Troy, 8.5-point favorite. 4 o'clock tomorrow, CBS, 14th-ranked LSU. Georgia ranked number 1. Bryson, watch it. Bulldogs, 17.5-point favorite from the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta. 4 o'clock ABC, American Athletic Conference. 22nd-ranked Central Florida. 18th-ranked Tulane. My Tulane Green Wave from New Orleans, 4-point favorite. Fox has the Mountain West Championship tomorrow at 4 o'clock. From Boise, Idaho, Fresno State, Boise State. Boise State on the carpet, 3-point favorite. How about a little Fox, 8 o'clock tomorrow, Purdue, 2nd-ranked Michigan. Michigan 17-point favorite, Big Ten Championship. I'm going to save the last one, Mike, because the other one I asked, how about college football playoff show, selection show on Sunday? Watch a little of that. Hope it's a boring one. Hope the four teams win and we don't have to worry about Ohio State. Finally, ABC, 8 o'clock, Saturday night, 23rd-ranked North Carolina, 9-3. 9th-ranked Clemson, 10-2. Tigers, 7.5-point favorite, Bank of America, State of Charlotte, North Carolina.
I like this.
Good stuff. Before I take a break, I do want to tell you about my friends over at the Phoenix Center. They do an incredible job, phoenixcenter.org. Let them talk to you teenagers, your preteens. Parents, what do you say? What do you say about vaping? What do you say about tobacco? What do you say about underage drinking? What do you say about drugs? Arm yourself with all of that. Arm yourself with the information, how to talk to them, what to say to them, when to say it to them, and what not to say. There's a great segment of one of the resources of things not to say. So the good news is you're still the biggest influencer of your kids, and the fact of the matter is that these folks can help you professionally with to prevent these kind of things. Prevention is their biggest thing they do and the most important thing they do. Think about that for folks at the Phoenix Center. Easy to remember, folks, in Greenville County. And if you're not in Greenville, they can help you find someone in your county. Easy to remember, though, phoenixcenter.org. That's phoenixcenter.org. Roy Philpott is in the air coming back from Miami. We'll take a short break. Instead of Roy, let's take some phone calls and get to our Adams & Co. Roofing text line from Chick-fil-A of Clemson when you come back for more after this.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restores spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
The Ingles Advantage isn't just about savings or the best quality food for your family. It's more than that. It's the advantage of being a part of a community. That's why we provide over 2 million pounds of food every year through regular donations and programs like the Ingles Giving Tree, Food for Thought, and the Ingles Fill a Backpack program. It's the right thing to do, and we know that you would do the same. Ingles, your neighbor for over 50 years.
The holidays are here, and Granger Nissan of Anderson has the perfect gift to put under the tree. Make sure you get what they have been wanting all year, and let the professionals help. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive into 2023 with confidence and ease, knowing all the new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard or visit online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
In college football, you need a good quarterback, running back duo. When it comes to getting a good night's sleep, you need the duo of support and comfort. Engineered Sleep's ES Duo mattress gives you just that. The ES Duo by Engineered Sleep lets you choose the comfort and the support that's right for you. Now, it comes with a 90-day sleep trial, and it's 100% American-made, and you can go try them right now at their showroom in Greenville. Use code WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. That's over $550 in savings. EngineeredSleep.com. Better sleep. Rest assured.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
Diamonds and gold, direct, we're your diamond source.
For an incredible 8 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Bennett Equipment is the Upstate's premier independent local construction equipment and rental and sales source, serving customers in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Seneca, and coming soon to Hiawassee, Georgia. The lineup of Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders are the best in the industry, so why settle for less? Choose the best with Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Bennett Equipment, 22 years strong in the Upstate and growing. And as always, if you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Come check out our fresh inventory reload at Burns Chevy in Gaffney. We're currently stocking 30 pre-owned trucks and SUVs under $30,000. Some of these great deals qualify for our highly rated Buy Here, Pay Here program. Hurry, these trucks are selling fast. Visit online at BurnsChevyofGaffney.com or in person at Exit 92, just past the Big Peach on I-85. Burns Chevrolet, your right choice since 1923.
You've been charged with a criminal offense. You may be facing significant consequences. You probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. You feel like nobody understands what you're going through. Get the answers you need to navigate through the legal system. Call today to schedule your free legal consultation with Nick Lavery Law Office, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680. Online, nicklaverylaw.com.
Booking a catered lunch, wedding, fundraiser, reunion, corporate event, or lunch for the office is easy with Smitty's Smokin' Soul Food in Easley. They catered 26 weddings last year. Why? Because not only is their food delicious and service top-notch, booking your perfect day is so easy at smittysmokeandsoulfood.com. Choose from popular menu combinations with meat, sides, serving utensils, plates, and sweet tea. Or order meat by the pound or sides by the tray, a great addition to any meal. SmittySmokeAndSoulFood.com.
Hood Construction has been building the right way since 1986, serving the Carolinas and Georgia. Hood Construction is a full-service commercial construction company ready to earn your business. Visit us online and start a no-obligation discussion about your commercial expansion, new build, or historic renovation today at HoodConstruction.com. We're proud of what we do, and it shows. Visit us at HoodConstruction.com to learn more. That's HoodConstruction.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
If you want the full Roar experience, go check out the RoarFM.com for all the latest updates and podcasts. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I am at Chick-fil-A for the final time. Hard to believe, Mike, we got 30 minutes left in our Chick-fil-A College Football Friday season over here. Man, where did the football season go? That's crazy. But Mike is back in our Upcountry Fiber Studios, our luxurious Upcountry Fiber Studios. Man, we've upgraded. We've outkicked our coverage. For the first time in a long time, our studios are better than our programming and our sales and all that kind of stuff. So we got to do better, man, to fit in those kind of things. But we love Upcountry Fiber. When Upcountry Fiber approached us and talked to us about sponsoring those studios, they made a big commitment to us, and we made a big commitment to them. And we like being branded with them because of their people and who they are and what they do. And really, when you around these people, you'll know it. They're in the communications and internet business there, but really they're in people business like everybody else. They're internet products, home service, business services, fast, high-speed fiber optic stuff there. They're home television and business television type stuff. Great stuff there as well. And then finally, the home phone and the business phone. Let them take care of all those for you. For a stronger connection, it's Upcountry Fiber and UpcountryFiber.com. All right. Let me get to Jersey Jack, who calls normally a little bit later. But Jack, we had an open spot here, and I want to hear about some players of the week and some guys to look forward to. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Ricky.
Yeah, great to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, I called a little early since Phil's on a plane, but you know, it took me a few days to re-energize and get excited about the ACC championship game. But as of now, I'm all in and can't wait to kick off tomorrow night.
Well, I thought that would happen. I was talking to some friends about it, you know, this week, and obviously you should be disappointed. Clemson should not lose to South Carolina. Lose to South Carolina is a big deal. With that said, I am awfully glad that we get another chance to play tomorrow night, to get a chance to win a championship tomorrow night. And I think by the time that game rolls around, I think you'll see a lot of Tiger fans excited about that.
Yeah, I think so too. So on offense, I look for Will Shipley to return to his home state and show all he can do all game long. So looking for Will Shipley on offense, and on defense, I look for number 22, Trenton Simpson, to be a huge factor in controlling the Carolina offense tomorrow night.
So a couple of Tar Heel State guys playing well against the Tar Heel State. Hey, yep. On Simpson, you know, you got to get Drake May on the ground. And yes, you got to find a way to tackle him and keep him in the pocket and not let him escape and not let him, you know, get those third down conversions. And to be honest with you, I say this about great quarterbacks all the time. There's a football phrase that said punish the skill. And, you know, there's nothing like some hard-hitting sacks. And I'm not saying dirty now. I don't want to do that at all. But there's nothing like hard-hitting sacks to kind of take a little, you know, a little edge off of an offense too. So I think you got to punish him a little bit. Hit him hard, hit him often.
Yeah.
Make him a little gunshot in that pocket back there. But I think that I love those both those guys. And then Shipley, you know what you're going to get. It's 110% effort every single play. And make North Carolina stop Shipley tomorrow night.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Trenton Simpson go spy a little bit on May either.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the speed and the athleticism to do it. May is a lot better athlete than people think, and he's a lot faster than people think. But, yes, Simpson would be a great job there of spying on him and chasing him down tomorrow night.
Yeah. And, you know, I loved watching the double overtime win basketball against Penn State the other night, and I look for Chase Hunter to get his shooting eye back and lead the Tigers offense tonight.
Hope that's the case. Tigers are our favorite tonight at home against Wake Forest in the ACC opener. It'd be great to get off to a good start in this ACC, this long calendar, long and numbered numerically long you know, ACC season. But it'd be nice to get off to a good start there.
Yep. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, USA, Netherlands, 10 a.m., like you said. I look for Christian Pulisic to get a return from his pelvic injury and lead U.S. to a win tomorrow morning. Even though, you know, the Netherlands defense, talking to Mike about it, they got four defenders back there that are all world, but they don't have much of an offense. Not as good as England had, so maybe we can sneak one goal in because we're pretty tough on letting goals in as well. So really looking forward to watching the USA and Netherlands tomorrow morning as well. So have a great weekend, Mikey. Mickey.
Thank you there, Jersey Jack. You as well. Certainly appreciate you calling in. Mike, I know very little about soccer, but from what I've seen so far in this World Cup, it appears to me that there's going to be very few opportunities tomorrow. Now, with that said, it's probably like a 4-3 game. But I think tomorrow morning, I think you'll see very, very few opportunities. And so you got to take advantage of that. And I think one might be enough. These are two really good defenses and two good goalkeepers. And what I've seen so far should be a good one. Pat is in Easley. Pat, always good to hear from you, my friend. How you doing this morning?
What's going on, my brother Mickey? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm blessed, buddy. I hope you are, too.
I am, too, man. I am, too. At first, I had to congratulate South Carolina. You know, this is the first time we're on the radar all week. You know, you give them credit. They made the plays to win the game. We didn't.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's just what it come down to. They made the plays when they had to. We didn't. And, that's how you lose a one-point game. And, you know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. You know, I just want to say to the fan base, you know, a lot of fans are starting to come around finally, but you got to understand that you don't know how many times you're going to have a chance to win a conference championship. You don't know when to get back to, like, as us, me and you, you know, those that 20-year drought from 91 to 2011, that was a long time. That was hard to take.
Too long, man. Way too long.
Yeah. we took a lot of pills to swallow, you know, a lot of beat downs during that time, you know, watching Florida State take over and some of these other teams. And, I get it that you was upset about the game Saturday. I was at the game, so I found a lot of Gamecock people. So, you know, that wasn't too good of a feeling for me to go out that stadium. But you have to get over it, get past it, and then you have a game and opportunity to win your conference again. And you don't get that opportunity all the time. And just want, you know, our fans to understand, like, you know, you play to win. And yeah. Even if you lost that game, you bounce back and you look forward to the next one, you know. Because like I said, all our fans, we always look at Saturday. We don't look at what goes in to get to Saturday. And so for me, I'm just looking forward to tomorrow. I hope we impose out like the previous caller, run the football, because I thought that's what we could have done last Saturday and won the game if we just ran the football. And even if you get 3 yards on first down, run it again. You know, I'd rather have third, three, third and two, third and one, than third and six, third and seven. You know, so I'm just looking forward to tomorrow. You know, I'm excited about it. You know, another opportunity, like Coach Sweeney said, win the conference, you know, and win that last game. And you still ninth in the playoff ranking, so they still have respect for you. You got a lot to play for.
Look, you win tomorrow. You move up a little bit, eighth or seventh, whatever. You win your bowl game. You can finish fifth, sixth, seventh in the country, depending on who it is. And then you can win 12 games. You can go 12-2, and it's not a great season. Now, like I said many times, you can have a good season, but unless you beat South Carolina, it's not a great season. So it won't be an elite season, a great season. But 12-2 with an ACC championship and a bowl win, you know, there's still a lot to play for here for sure. Hey, one thing I'm going to leave you with, Pat. 3rd and 3 is a down to me, because 3rd and 3 tells me your identity.
Right.
And there's a couple times last week where it's 3rd and 3 and Clemson threw the football. And I don't want to see that tomorrow night. The identity is – get Shipley in the run game, and let's get the ball in the best playmaker's hands of, can he get the first down? And that's your identity down. 3rd and 3, run the football tomorrow with Will Shipley.
Well, let me get one more point. I mean, like, just not only Shipley, but Moffa. I mean, like, here's a guy, you in 3rd and 3, here's a guy you know, when he comes through that line of scrimmage, he's going to pop you maybe 3 or 4 yards with his power, and he's a patient runner. And so, you know, that was my thing at the game. I'm sitting there with people, and I know I was probably getting on their nerves. But I'm like, why we keep going in the running game? I was saying this from the first half. I'm like, why we keep going from the running game, not stopping? You know, and it was just like, no, I see this in the box. I'm going to throw it. I'm like, no, we got to start imposing our will. You're going to be physical? Be physical. So impose your will.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's the identity is those two guys – and make them stop that. Don't stop it yourself by not doing it. Make them stop it. And they did. They stopped it a little bit in the second half, but still, they need to prove to me they can stop it over and over again. I think you'll see that staff kind of gravitate towards that. Hey, Pat, good luck tomorrow night, man. Pull the Tigers through. Always good to hear from you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too, Megan. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. That's my good friend, Pat, there. Mike, I got a minute for Lee. I know he's in the car. So let me get Lee in Abbeville, who is headed down a little state championship, a little ACC championship tomorrow. Good morning, Lee. How you doing?
Yes, sir. The championship tribal, Mickey. Just trying to get through it safely, you know, fixing to roll out here in a little bit.
All right. So tell me, who's Abbeville? What's going on? What's at stake? Tell me about the game.
All right. So Abbeville's going, looking to try to get their 12th state title. This will be their 15th state championship appearance, playing Oceanside Collegiate, very new program, 6 years in existence. Made it to the lower state of 3A last year, came back down to 2A this year, and got over the hump to get here. Pretty good team, very balanced team, and Abbeville brings in that rushing monster, averaging about 300 yards rushing a game. Mickey, the thing I love about this team this year is that we basically have two whole black backfields, complete backs that can tote the rock. We got as many as 7 guys who have at least 400 yards rushing this year, and starting with our quarterback, Zay Rafer, who kind of drives the engine, and then a couple of other guys as well. And defensively, you know, we're just not very big, but very quick, play to the ball, plus 15 in the turnover margin, and playing really good at a high level right now. Got off to a little bit of a sluggish start last week in the upper state game, but finished up strong, scored 35 points in the second half, and put Saluda away, and You know, like I said, this place, Benedict College, Charlie Johnson Stadium, it's kind of Abbeville South, Mickey. We only lost one time there in like 7 or 8 tries. So looking forward to a good crowd getting down there and then turning around heading to Charlotte for the Tigers tomorrow night.
So when do y'all play today? Is it today?
Yeah, they got us playing at 2:00, man. Everybody who is for academia rolls over and laughs, yeah. I guess. But
well, that's great. That's great, man. And good luck to Abbeville for that one. And then, Tuff, we'll let you go. That's a good weekend, man, because I hope you win a couple championships tomorrow night as well.
Well, I'm taking my oldest daughter, and we have a lot of road trip memories, whether it be football, wrestling, anything. You know, we have a good time together. She's my mini-me, and if all else fails, we're going to have some good time. We're going to eat good, Mickey. I promise you that. No matter what, we're going to eat good. So.
That's great.
So that's no fantastic. Worries there. And if I see Mike Vaughn down there today, I'll make sure he minds his manners in front of everybody. So.
Well, do that. He's going to be down there. Do that for sure.
Let's go, Lee. And,
there you go. Hey, Lee, safe travels. Get in touch with next week. Let me know how your weekend went.
All right, Mickey. Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. How about that? A little Abbeville football. You know, it's Abbeville if you're from there.
That's right.
Abbeville if you're not from there. And Mike Vaughn will be there to see all of that. Mike, safe travels to you too, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Because I know you'll be on the road a lot here. Let's take our final break. We'll come back, wrap things up in the final segment of the year. Hard to believe. Final segment of the year from Chick-fil-A after this.
The cleaning pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning want to make sure your carpets stay clean this holiday season with their December special. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpets clean for only $129. Plus, mention me, Mickey Plowler, at WCCP, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Easily schedule your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com. The holidays are here, and Granger Nissan of Anderson has the perfect gift to put under the tree. Make sure you get what they have been wanting all year, and let the professionals help. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive into 2023 with confidence and ease, knowing all the new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard or visit online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
Greenville Office Supply is your single source supplier for any type of office products. They've strategically partnered with industry-leading suppliers to ensure delivery across the nation. With thousands of products on hand, they'll get your supplies to you the next day. GOS looks forward to personally packing and delivering your orders with a smile. Skip the trip to the big box stores and shop local. Call GOS today, 864-233-5346.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/radio. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands. At 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
For over 30 years, Greenville Turf and Tractor has proudly served the state of South Carolina. From its humble beginnings to national acclaim, Greenville Turf and Tractor remains committed to quality John Deere products and exceptional customer service. Greenville Turf and Tractor has all your John Deere residential lawn equipment and commercial equipment available, including riding mowers, zero-turn mowers, tractors, Gator utility vehicles, skid steers, compact track loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Visit us at 722 Malden Road, Greenville, or on the web at greenvilleturf.com.
Have you ever asked yourself, do I need an estate plan? David Green hears that question almost every day, and the answer is yes. Let David and his team show you why and help you create your personal estate plan to preserve your legacy for your family. Don't put it off another day. Call David Green at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal and begin the journey to secure your legacy.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Final segments from Chick-fil-A. Hey, my friends at Harbin Lumber since 1917. How about these guys? Since 1917, family-owned, family-operated. And what the Harbin brothers did back then was, I know they'd be proud of the family now and how they do things. I can just tell you this, that we used them. They were amazing. It is a phenomenal company that does everything they say they're going to do. So I like people and companies and relationships where people do what they say they are going to do. And that is exactly what happens at Harbin Lumber. These products are amazing. They have their own door plant, on wall plant, on truss plant. You're going to love their people. You're going to love their products. You're going to love their customer service. They're going to knock your socks off. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, give them a chance at a small job. They'll earn more of your business. If you're doing it, subbing out yourself, they'll take care of you. It's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Texas said, y'all don't do biggie segment anymore? Yeah. We do it every single Friday, 805, bro, 805. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us. That's our Adams & Co. Roofing text line. And you can also reach us on our phone line, 654-ROAR. 706 area code said, it's not having two losses that bothers me. It's how you lost against Notre Dame and who you lost to against South Carolina. Well, yeah, that's 100%. That's the thing that Clemson brings, is that no one wants to lose. The way they got pounded at Notre Dame was not great, and you don't like that at all. And then you never like losing to your arch rival. That's just, it's not acceptable and something that you really don't want to ever have to do. I think I'd agree with the caller there. You know, one of the things about our positivity this week and trying to point out some positive things, every single time we do it, Mike, we preface it by saying, look, we're extremely disappointed. This is, but, you know, but people, they hear the second part of that. They don't hear the first part. Clemson fans are extremely disappointed in what happened Saturday, and they should be disappointed in what happened Saturday. But when you offer other things, that doesn't mean that there's not disappointment. It just means that there's other things that are out there.
Yes.
All right. Couple things for you. Josh sent me the whole prop list of which college football team scores the most this week. Mike, were you surprised by that? That Clemson is 6-1. Clemson and Michigan are expected to be the highest scoring teams this week. You can bet on anything, but for the championship games out there, the highest scoring team, the lowest scoring team is LSU at 60-1. That's the longest odds to be the highest scoring team. If Jaden Daniels was healthy, LSU would have some sort of puncher's chance. Hey, look, after what South Carolina did to Tennessee and Clemson, everybody's got a chance. Nothing in their DNA to think that they were going to do anything, and they did it notes again. So if you're going to tee it up, you always have a chance.
Any given Saturday.
Yes, but I don't see, going into it at least, I don't see anything that LSU, after watching in the last couple of weeks, I watched the Arkansas game, I watched the A&M game. Offensively, LSU is so limited that they're a lot like the Georgia Tech game last week, that the defense just gets worn down due to field position. And that's LSU's biggest issue. You know, they will move the ball at times. They won't be able to move it consistently enough to take care of that. Hey, TCU and Kansas State, that's the noon game tomorrow. We've got some rematches coming up. So in that game, TCU beat Kansas State 38-28 earlier. How that game worked out, Kansas State had a 28-10 lead, and the quarterback went out. And from that point in time on, and oh, by the way, Mike, that was, well, they even have a 28-17 halftime lead. In the second half, TCU went on a 13-play 77-yard drive. They threw a 55-yard touchdown pass. They kicked the field goal later on. But make no mistake that in that game, the biggest deal there was that Martinez went down pretty early. Now, Howard played pretty well, actually. But the quarterback being hurt was part of that game and part of the reason why at home TCU was able to win that one 38-28. I expect Kansas State. Now, since that game, Kansas State beat Oklahoma State. They lost a 7-point game to Texas. They beat Baylor 31-3. They beat West Virginia on the road 48-31. They beat Kansas 47-27. I expect this to be a war tomorrow at noon. And I think TCU still deserves to be in the playoffs even if they don't win, but I think that's going to be an absolute war. The other one is in this Southern Cal and Utah game. That was one of the best games of the year earlier. Tonight, Southern Cal and Utah play, but this is a rematch game. If you miss this one, this is where Utah did what I say never do, and go to show you why I'm wrong in this one. Utah went for two. They scored with 48 seconds to go to tie the game, or an extra point to tie it at 42. Instead, they gave Cameron Rising a chance at a 2-point conversion. He converted on it. Southern Cal got beat 43-42. In that game now, and you might expect to see more of this, Southern Cal, 28 first downs, Utah 31. Utah gained them 562 to 557, or 556. You know, that's 1,100 yards of offense. Both teams threw the ball. Utah threw it for 424, and Southern Cal threw it for 381. Man, there is just a ton of offense in this one. I expect that to be the case. Maybe not quite as much, but I expect it to be the case tonight in Las Vegas. So that'll be a big one there for sure. Hey, Mike, I do need to tell you about my friends at Tiger Sports Shop. If you're going to the game tomorrow night in Charlotte, or if you happen to win, you know, they'll have some ACC championship T-shirts if Clemson can win this one. So the place to find that, Tiger Sports. I always talk to Tiger fans. You know about Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com, but let me kind of tailor the message a little bit different this morning. If you're a Gamecock, Bulldog, Seminole, or Tar Heel, and you don't want to step foot in Tiger Sports Shop, the College Avenue or the Tiger Boulevard location, you can buy for a Clemson fan, and you can do it online, and you don't have to step foot and have to see all the orange. TigerSports.com. Check them out online. It's TigerSports.com. Everything you need. You got some graduations coming up in December. You got some Christmas coming up and some holiday season gifts coming up. Easy to remember. It's TigerSports.com. Mike Vaughn.
Yes,
you
sir.
Think that, is there an advantage in a replay, a rematch situation?
Well, we
for
saw
either team.
We saw it last year with Georgia. I mean, we saw them lose in the SEC championship and come back and win the national championship. So,
yeah,
I think there is an advantage.
And look, what's interesting about this? Both teams favored by just 2.5 points. Southern Cal 2.5 point favorite and TCU 2.5 point favorite. Mike, one of the final questions for you. Because Ohio State does not play tomorrow, Alabama does not play tomorrow, if Southern Cal and or TCU loses tomorrow, should they be in the playoffs? Or should a team that didn't even win their division jump them because of a loss late in the year?
You know, you're looking at a text that I'm seeing too, Mickey, and a diehard Clemson fan is holding out hope that Clemson gets bumped into that top four if all those things lose. But I don't know, man. Anything can happen tomorrow. It's going to be a big game, a big day for college football, and I'm most excited about that 8 o'clock game tomorrow night for Clemson to have a chance at another ACC championship.
Yeah, texter 5589 says, Clemson kills North Carolina, Kansas State kills TCU, Southern Cal loses, UGA, Michigan, Ohio State, Clemson, let's freaking go. Not ass. That's not happening.
No, afraid not.
Yeah, that's not happening. Also, texter said that running quarterback hurt Bama, running quarterback hurts UGA, but Jaden Daniels has been in a boot all week, so don't really know that'd be the case. Hey, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at Brad Hughes. Better coverage, better rates. They have what we call MileWise, which means they put a device in your car and you can pay for your automotive insurance by the mile. That makes sense. If you drive less, you should pay less. Some folks are saving over 50% on their automotive insurance. That's my friends over at Brad Hughes. See if you can save that kind of money. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. As far as MileWise goes, Mike, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Netherlands and USA. We mentioned this earlier. Netherlands has given up one goal. All right? They gave up in the Ecuador game. They gave up one goal. Now, to be fair, Senegal, Ecuador, and Qatar, aren't very good. And so I think they got a pretty easy draw there as far as their region or their group, I should say, went there. United States also, no goals to England, give it one goal to Wales and no goals to Iran. So neither have scored a lot of goals, but neither have given up a lot of goals either. I think this is going to be, if it is true to form, which is probably going to be, like I said, 4-3 tomorrow morning, but if it's true to form, we'll see very, very few chances. Probably not the most exciting soccer game, but boy, so much at stake. United States in the Sweet 16, trying to get to the Elite Eight of the World Cup. 10 o'clock tomorrow on Fox. Skip the music, buddy. 2-minute drill, Mike Vaughn. What do you have for me?
Clemson basketball opening ACC play tonight versus Wake Forest. Of course, the ACC football championship tomorrow. Making my weekend looks like this. South Carolina High School State Championship football. I'll be there starting this afternoon. Abbeville versus Oceanside Collegiate. That's the 2A game at 2 p.m. Christchurch taking on Johnsonville tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Dutch Fort, Fort Dorchester for the 5A. That one's at noon. And then the nightcap tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Northwestern versus South Florence for the 4A. Any folks traveling down to Columbia, those games are all at Johnson Stadium at Benedict College.
All right, my 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com for all of your real estate needs. There's one man in Clemson who's been doing it for over 20 years. My guess is that Eric will be doing it. He's a young and healthy young man. He's in great shape. He'll be doing it many, many more years outside of this. It's ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out, ericnewton.com. Mike, I was talking to a former head football coach the other day, and he tells him this quick story. He says that we're playing in a game, and I've got a guy who's not all that intelligent as my free safety. He's also my quarterback. And they run a very simple out and up play, and he bit on the out, or bit on the curl on the combination route. And he said, I go out to my guy, and I go, look, and they missed the pass, by the way. He goes, look, they're going to run this play again. Don't bite on the curl. He bit on the curl the next play, and because he called a timeout to do it, and what do you know, it's a touchdown. Goes to show you, man, coach all you want, you still got to execute. Hey, let me thank all of our guests today. Mike Vaughn, great job once again. Up next to my favorite people, Brad and John. Have a wonderful weekend. More importantly, tune in on Monday. That's when we will see you on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The holidays are here, and Granger Nissan of Anderson has the perfect gift to put under the tree. Make sure you get what they have been wanting all year, and let the professionals help. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive into 2023 with confidence and ease.